In a few years, we'll be able to, you know.
Well, we don't know. We hope the thing. Look, these things, young man, let me tell you something. I'm not talking about that I hope these things I'm talking about come true. I hope they never come true. I'm talking about the possibility. I didn't say it was inevitable, but it is possible. And there's a difference between inevitable and possibility. I don't want them to happen. I want all of them to have a good life. I want them to have all the things. I personally think that I live in the best era that this country will ever see. How many times have you heard a young kid today say yes sir or no sir? When's the last time you heard one of them say yes sir or no sir?
I don't know.
Do you think it's a disgrace because you say yes or no sir? I say it every day.
I do too.
I say thank you. But you go and listen to these kids. Yes, no, what, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Do you blame the kids or you blame the parents?
Blame the parents.
All right. Then if that kid does that, then he gets in trouble, and he goes out and he gets in trouble, then everybody blames everybody but the right one. The parents didn't start him out right. If they just tell him, now look, Johnny, I've got a boy out there on the place living next door to us out there, and he's got three kids. And one of those kids says, something that didn't right. Say, what did you say? I mean, those kids gonna say, yeah, sir, no, sir, thank you, so forth and so on. Now, it never hurt me. When I got on the elevator, in an elevator, the woman on there, I pulled off my hat. We got on these streetcars around here, we gave the woman a seat. I went to Boston up there with all these boys from South up there, and the woman got on the streetcar, and we got up and gave her a seat, and those goddamn Yankees thought we lost our minds. Didn't hurt us. Didn't hurt us a bit. We weren't raised that way. We weren't accustomed to it. But today, these women have got a woman to live. They all of them want this. They're smoking cigarettes. They're getting drunk and eat damn jib joints and stuff like that. And you can only respect people that make you respect them. You will only respect me so far as I make you respect them. If I go out there and get to doing those things, get drunk and raise hell and so forth, you're going to soon have no respect for me. But if I live right, take care of my business, treat you like you should be treated, you're going to respect me.
So you're
a master of your own destiny, my friend.
You remember raising hay when you were a kid?
Yes, sir. Maybe putting it in the barn, too.
Did you ever leave it out in the field?
Yes, sir. It gets dry, and it's a hell of a hot job. If you don't leave it, you try it sometimes. Of course, you boys eat peanuts here in Georgia. Yes, sir?
Well, no, we raise hay. My granddad used to raise vermouth.
Well, you ever put it in the barn?
No.
Well, you ought to try that.
When you cut it, you raise it up into...
Well, you let it lay out there till it dries. Get the moisture out of it. If you don't, it will mildew.
Uh-huh.
So you let the moisture get out. Then you put it in the windrow, and you go up there with the baler, and the baler just automatically bales it and kicks them out the back, and somebody puts them in the truck and takes them to the barn. Now, of course, we didn't have that when I was coming up.
Yeah.
I'm talking about what they do now to the farm out there where I am.
Did you ever leave it out in the field?
No, in a shock we did sometime when you had more than you could put in the barn and stuff, you left it out there. And the cattle would eat it, and they would holler, eat back underneath that damn stuff and so forth.
Yeah. Where would you keep your animals around the farm?
In the barn or in the pasture. If you had a pasture out there, you'd keep them in the
barn. With the fenced in?
Oh, yeah. Barbed wire fence.
You had to dig holes for